When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you're getting a good start to your day today, but I'm going to make it even better right now because in the studio we have two beautiful ladies. Maria Goldberg is here. Taylor Dawson, new last name now?
Still Dawson.
Okay.
Still Dawson.
Okay, just checking.
Save me.
Just checking. And they are here to tell us all about great Southern restaurants here in downtown Pensacola. Oh my gosh, so much is happening this month. I heard your promo. I thought, oh boy, we got lots to talk about today. Welcome, ladies.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. We are always glad to be there. And for those of you that don't know, our Taylor Dawson just got married 2 weeks ago. And
yes,
that's why Meg was questioning her name to a...
Everybody, even my stepdad called me and he was like, Taylor Jones, what are we calling you these days? So y'all can just call me whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. But
we'll be careful with that.
We're super excited in the Great Southern family. She and her husband, Blake Jones, they are just perfect for each other. And so we're glad that they officially tied the knot.
Yay.
So,
congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
So that's a little bit of good news. And then also, Pensacola's got some great news. We got a great happening this afternoon, evening in downtown with Keila. And
Pensacola. I'm going to get the t-shirt.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Everyone's rooting for her, and we are too. And so we just hope that everybody in Pensacola is doing their part to help her move on to the next set.
But it's so exciting. Really is. It's going to be a lot of fun. The parade starts at 4, I understand. Then they're going to have a second line that takes you over to the amphitheater. The tickets are sold out at the amphitheater, but you still can, I believe, get some to see it on the big screen at the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'll tell you what is that I couldn't think of a more perfect, beautiful venue to showcase Pensacola down at the amphitheater.
Is
it's going to be with the water in the background, you know. I don't know. Everyone's going to find out nationally how cool Pensacola is.
It's one of the best marketing opportunities ever.
Right. So we're excited.
Visit Pensacola's happy.
Yes, indeed. We are. Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Well, let's talk about where all these people can go to get a little something to eat.
Absolutely. So, you know, we always like to kind of give you a little preview of what we've got going on this month, next month. But Taylor, why don't you kick it off with what you got?
So speaking of fun events and beautiful venues, have you ever heard of ABC at the Fish House?
I think I heard about that last month.
So
please tell me more.
That is our first event we have coming up. It is tomorrow. We are featuring Southbound Tequila, and it was sold out, but I have good news. We do have some openings for 7 p.m.
Oh.
So if you've never heard of ABC, our goal with this event is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer and regional as well. So we want to keep you up to date on what's new right here in our backyard, feature each new place, whether it's a brewery, a winery, or a distillery. And of course, we want to teach you a little bit about them and eat all the fun, tasty things and try some new drinks. So classes are going to be outside on our Harborview deck overlooking beautiful Pensacola Bay. And they're always the first Thursday of every month with the exclusion of July. Each class, we have two, one at 5 and one at 7 o'clock. And they're going to consist of 4 beverage tastings to complement each of the beverages. Our executive chef of the Fish House, Jason Hughes, and our pastry chef of the Fish House, David Williams, come up with a really, really fun menu every single month. And they create 4 small plates. I say small plates. They're never small plates.
It's dinner.
They're never small plates. You're never going to leave hungry, ever. And the classes are going to cover all the basics as well as specific information regarding the history of who we are and featuring the beverages that they will be providing. Like I said, we have 2 classes, one at 5 and one at 7. For tomorrow, we do only have 7 o'clock available. The class is going to be $30 per person. So to make those reservations, you'll contact me, Taylor@goodgrits.com, or you can call me, shoot me a text, 850-287-0200. Like I said, we are featuring Southbound Tequila tomorrow. And the menu, we don't have the full menu yet, but it is going to be kind of a little late Cinco de Mayo celebration themed menu. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then next month, our class is going to be on June 4th, and it is the last class of the semester. And then we'll skip July for a little summer break, start back in August. But for June 4th, I do still have availability for 5 and 7 o'clock, and we are featuring Rollins Distillery, which is based out of Gulf Breeze. That's always a big one. It sells out quick. So if you are interested, reach out to me once again, Taylor@goodgrids.com, 850-287-0200.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It always is.
It is.
And Taylor and Jason, Chef Jason, they do a great job. And there is something to be said for there are a lot of people that show up every single class because it's become like their monthly get together with a lot of their friends. So it's a great way to
catch up. Yeah, we've had regulars for over a decade.
That's awesome.
For over
a decade.
That. I think I've missed more classes than they have.
Wow. Well, that's better than Bunko, I'm thinking.
That's exactly right. So that is Thursday, tomorrow. And then, of course, this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yay.
If you didn't
Mother's
know, Day. You definitely need
Heads
to put
up,
it on
people.
Your radar.
Right. So if you haven't made plans, you should probably think about that right now. So Mother's Day, we are going to be open. All of our restaurants are going to be open on Mother's Day. And a little bit of different hours for everybody. So I'm going to go through that and let you know what we'll be doing. At the Fish House, we're going to be open for brunch from 11 to 3. And then dinner service beginning at 3 o'clock. And we'll serve our regular menus, and then Chef Jason has created a couple of features that are going to be available for Mother's Day. For brunch, it's going to be a salmon mimosa benedict with seared salmon filet, soft poached eggs, sautéed asparagus, and it's going to be on a toasted rosemary biscuit.
Oh, here we go.
Topped with citrus champagne hollandaise sauce and served with crispy lemon garlic smashed fingerling potatoes. And then he also has a special dessert, and that is going to be a chocolate croissant. And that's going to feature dark chocolate wrapped in a flaky pastry served with marinated fresh berries and a chocolate satin sauce.
Stop it.
Right. Sounds delicious.
My favorite.
Right?
Oh, good.
Sounds delicious. And then for dinner, the feature is going to be a snapper and, of course, Gulf Coast red snapper filet. And it's going to serve over our favorite creamy C&D mill rice grits. Roasted baby carrots, Brussels sprouts, corn, heirloom tomatoes, and house-smoked tasso lemon butter. So those are the specials that are going to be at the Fish House. And as always, Fish House is walk-in only, no reservations. And we will have the full complex open, and it's supposed to be, allegedly, a beautiful weekend. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have plenty of seating. So come join us at the Fish House.
And what time should folks get there on Sunday, would you recommend?
So, I didn't say it here.
Mm-hmm. It's a secret just between us.
It's a secret just between us.
And everyone listening.
Shh. Don't tell anyone.
If you show up like at a quarter of 11, just saying.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
And I say it every single time we talk about it, your favorite former hostess at the Fish House.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. You can always give us a call to check on the current wait time. If we are on one, if we're not, you can definitely talk to the girls and they'll keep you up to date on what's going on.
Okay.
So we'll do everything we can to get you in, as we always do.
Very good. Okay, absolutely. If you have a question for Maria or Taylor about any of the great Southern restaurants, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. And Kim just texted in a little message for us. She says, I'm going to Angelina's on Sunday for lunch brunch. I'm so excited.
Yay!
Well, so let's a little preview what we're going to be doing at Angelina
there
so
you
that
go.
You can kind of think about this special. So. Mm-hmm. At Angelina's, we are usually closed on Sundays. However, because it is Mother's Day, we will be open for lunch service. We'll be open from 10 to 3. And we will be featuring our regular menu, which is our dinner menu, because we're not open for lunch.
Regular's not the right word.
It's a delicious menu.
Got to work on those adjectives, because
like
I'm telling you.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
So Chef Angelette, who is awesome, he has three special Mother's Day features.
Mm.
One is a battered brioche French toast, and that's going to be topped with sweet mascarpone cheese, candied pistachios, blueberry thyme compote, and a little bit of sweet syrup on top of that.
Mm.
Then another feature will be lobster ravioli with basil cream, topped with a tomato jam, and then steak and eggs, which is going to be a hanger steak with roasted fingerling potatoes and a fried egg with Italian salsa verde. So again, that's Angelina's. Now, we will say that Angelina's, we do take reservations, and we have limited seating available. Sounds like our texter was ahead of the game and got her reservations, which is awesome, Kim. So, but you can give us a call at 850-542-8398, or you can visit our website, which is angelinaspensacola.com. Click on the reservation link, and we'll see what we can do for you. Then over at Jackson's, again, this is a reservation, highly encouraged. We have a few tables left, but we will be open for Mother's Day lunch as well as dinner this Sunday.
Nice.
Lunch is going to be from 10 to 2, and dinner service will start at 5 o'clock. We will, for lunch, serve our regular lunch menu. And then Chef Miller and Chef Taylor have created special features. And one is going to be a Mother's Day Benedict featuring toasted English muffin, a saute of mushrooms, spinach, bacon, and onion, two soft poached eggs, hollandaise sauce, and roasted red potatoes with grilled asparagus. And then for dinner, which starts at 5 o'clock, we also have our feature for dinner, and that's going to be a seafood and vegetable risotto featuring shrimp and jumbo lump crab risotto, blistered baby heirloom tomatoes, asparagus, and corn off the cob. Again, just a few tables remain for lunch and dinner. You can give us a call at 850-469-9898, or you can go to Jackson's website, which is jacksonsrestaurant.com. Click on the reservation link, and we'll see if we can get you squared away. And then finally, over at Five Sisters, we are going to be open for our traditional Sunday jazz brunch. We'll be open from 10 to 4. We have the Kurt Bowl Quintet that will be playing from 11 to 3. Always.
They're so good.
Always a good time. A good time. And we will have our standard brunch menu. And then in addition, Chef Josh Rich is going to create a couple of special features. One is going to be the entree, which is grilled salmon with roasted broccoli and creamy rice grits with a lemon butter sauce. And then for dessert, it's going to be Mama's apple pie served with homemade caramel sauce. And again, Five Sisters is walk-in only. We'll get you seated just as quickly as we can. So again, Fish House and Five Sisters are walk-in only. And Jackson's and Angelina's, we take reservations. And be sure to check out our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Click on the news link. And everything that we talk about today is there, so you can see everything in person, look at the menus, read the specials, and direct you to where you need to go.
I don't know. You gave us some tough choices. Now I might have to go restaurant hopping on Sunday with everything that you've mentioned.
That's a nice treat for mom.
Yes.
It's not bad.
Well, I have to say, too, I was telling the gals that I went to Five Sisters Saturday night. I was at a show and then went there afterwards, and the band that's going to be playing it on Sunday was there. They were amazing. They're so good. And then we had fried chicken. I had the three cheese grits. Y'all.
Not bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Not bad, right?
It's so good. Good. Okay, I just had to throw my 2 cents in there, a little endorsement.
We love that.
So a lot more happening now in May as well. It doesn't all stop this Sunday.
A lot more happening, but make sure if you need to make those reservations for Mother's Day. I love being the star sibling of my family. Mm-hmm. I usually try to take care of all those things. So if you want to be the star sibling of your family, make your reservations, or like we said, for Fish House and Five Sisters, you can always call to check on those wait times on Mother's Day.
Absolutely. But do it today because it is sneaking up on us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, moving along.
Let's jump right into Beer Fest, shall we?
Oh.
Let's do it.
Because right now, tickets are on sale for our 12th annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival. That's going to be June 20th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And as always, we're going to be featuring over 50 different beers with a portion of the event proceeds benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. It's always so fun to partner with them every year. And like we said, we get to have fun, and it's for a great cause.
That is a great cause. I love that.
And according a little quote from our beverage manager, Dean Clark, this event is designed to allow the public to taste a large variety of handcrafted beers with an opportunity to sample a number of styles to determine preferences. We have beers from microbreweries, craft beers, and specialty bottled beers that will be available for tasting. We'll also have spirit tables available featuring a number of small production vodkas, rums, and bourbons. My personal favorite, I'm not a big beer drinker,
mm-hmm.
We now have, I think we've had it for the last 3 years, a bushwhacker table.
Oh.
So that's my favorite thing.
Oh, okay.
So there is something for everybody, and we always love putting on this event because, like we said, it benefits an amazing cause, and being able to showcase and support not only local breweries but the beverage community as a whole is always important to us.
I think it's important for people to become official charity supporters in this way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and truly is that we started this event, like Taylor said, 12 years ago.
Wow.
And one of the reasons why, and we pick the date we do, it just kind of easy to remember. It's always the Saturday before Father's Day.
Oh, that's right.
And that's one of the reasons why we partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, because they have for years always needed more Big Brothers.
Right.
Big Sisters, they're usually pretty good on Big Brothers. And so we tie that into the beer fest and with Father's Day.
Smart.
And so we absolutely encourage any guys that might be thinking about, hey, how can I make a difference? Come to Beer Fest, or better yet, volunteer for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And we'll have volunteers there, and then we have people from Big Brothers Big Sisters. They'll have a table set up to give everybody information that they need for that.
Well, they often say you think of it as being something that's going to benefit the littles, right?
Right.
But I know a couple people that it's been life-changing for them that are the bigs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it's a nice, a beautiful thing to do.
It's also a great Father's Day gift.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something for Dad, Beer Fest tickets.
Okay.
So they're on sale right now, and we are pre-selling them right now, and pre-sale ends on May 31st.
Yes.
Okay. And then the ticket price goes up. Taylor, how do they get tickets?
So right now you can get them online, or if you're at the Fish House, you can get them at our tackle shop. They are $30 right now. June 1st, they will go up to $40.
Oh, get them now.
Get them now.
So you can go online, and that's greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Just click on the shop link, and it'll take you right there. Or for those of you that don't know, I don't know how you would know, but in case you don't know, we have a gift shop at the Fish House. It's open every day from noon until 8 p.m. And we sell all sorts of cool swag in there, as well as Beer Fest tickets. So go check it out.
Definitely. It's a lot of fun. You'll get a free souvenir glass. You get to keep your glass. We have pretzel necklaces.
That's right.
My favorite.
Those are so cool.
Yep. We have a bunch of pictures. If you go to our Beer Fest highlight, you can check out some of Beer Fest's past. But it's always a lot of fun. Like we said, tickets are on sale now for $30. They will go up to $40 June 1st, and the event is June 20th.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun. Get those tickets now.
It is, and so that rolls us into a couple other things we've got going on in the restaurants during June. And, you know, you may be thinking, we're just in May. Well, you know what? You want to prepare.
That's right.
It's going to fly by.
Get it on your calendar and get those tickets
in advance. And you got to get tickets, you got to get reservations. And so we over at Angelina's, for the second year, we are participating in National Prosecco Week.
Oh, boy.
My favorite week ever.
In history.
It is so much fun. So we started this last year, is that there's a national campaign for Prosecco Week, just to draw attention to what makes Prosecco, Prosecco. And so we have these fabulous, we'll just call them kind of like a charcuterie board presentation, where we will have not one, not two, not three, but six tastings of six different Proseccos.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Along with little Italian snacks.
I wish you could see Maria in the studio. She's got her hands together. Little Italian snacks.
And they are on a board, and all the glasses fit on the board.
Nice.
And then Chef Ian has created these lovely little munchies to go along with the Prosecco. So again, six tastings of Prosecco, snacky board.
And Maria is Italian, so this is very cute coming from her.
I know. It's the Italian gestures I'm getting for sure in the studio.
It is,
I wish you could see it.
It is 1 week only, Monday, June 15th through Sunday, June 21st. Okay, now, June 21st is Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be open that Sunday night, and we will run the promo through then. $25.
Wow, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's really a steal.
It's a steal.
Okay, so that's where you use the Italian gesture. Mwah!
Absolutely.
The hands to the lips. Mwah!
Yes. Absolutely.
We do have some, too, if you want to see what the boards look like. We have pictures up on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, if you want to check that
out. Right, and so it's a cool thing to do. Come to dinner, come with your friend, and Taylor and I did this last year, and we shared a board together, and then we got a little snack afterwards, and it was perfect. And it's just a cool, fun thing to do, and for a promo price of $25,
absolutely,
it does. You get to taste a whole variety of Proseccos to see, you know, what you like. Some are drier, some are sweeter. And it's just a really cool, fun thing to participate in.
And the glasses are cute and tiny, and it's just so much fun.
It is. But like Taylor said, go onto our social pages because there are a ton of pics up there. And I would encourage you to make reservations.
Yeah.
And because, again, this is Monday, June 15th through Sunday, June 21st. And you can make reservations at Angelina's by calling 850-542-8398 or go on to our website, angelinaspensacola.com. Click on the reservation link and take it from there.
You're listening to Pep Talk, and we're talking with our friends from Great Southern Restaurants. So many opportunities for Mother's Day and Father's Day, as we talk about June a little bit. If you don't want to miss out, if you have a question, 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. So speaking of Father's Day, do you want to run through? So if you're thinking about Father's Day, we are already open for business, for reservations at Jackson's and Angelina's. So, Taylor, why don't you tell them a little bit about what we got
open
going on?
Open for business.
Open for business.
So we'll do a quick scan over everything. We're going to be open for all of the restaurants, just like Mother's Day. Let's start with the Fish House. We'll be open for brunch and dinner, brunch from 11 to 2, and dinner service beginning at 2 o'clock. Of course, we'll be serving from our standard dinner and brunch menus with some special features created by Chef Jason Hughes. For brunch, our features are going to be gelatis and grits featuring tender braised beef cutlets simmered in white wine tomato gravy over C&D Mill stone ground smoked Gouda grits. My personal favorite, so good. Mm-hmm. Topped with pan-roasted baby
sorry.
tomatoes and served with a garlic cheddar biscuit.
Mm.
And then for dinner, our special feature is going to be Carpetbagger New York Strip featuring grilled Angus New York Strip steak topped with a crispy Gulf Coast oysters and gorgonzola served over rustic roasted garlic mashed potatoes, sautéed broccolini with applewood smoked bacon and roasted tomato. Just like Mother's Day, we are walk-ins only, no reservation. But as always, give us a call to check on that current wait time.
Wow. Everything sounds so delicious. I don't know where to go. You've given me so many
choices.
We
still have so many other places.
I know. And everything at the menu sound amazing. Can you find these menus online, too?
Everything we talk about today, GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. It's tailor-proof, as I like to say. Whenever you get to GreatSouthernRestaurants.com, everything's going to be listed on that right-hand side. You can also do it by restaurant. If you go in each restaurant, everything we have coming up will be listed right there.
Okay. Just a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to touch on this morning?
You know, is that just to kind of put it out there, is that we are also in June. June's a busy month.
Mm-hmm.
over at Jackson's, we have our annual event, Dinner with Strings Attached, where we have musicians from the symphony that come and play during dinner. Okay, it's two violinists.
Mm-hmm.
They sound fantastic. And for those of you that have some musical knowledge, that's the reason why the event is called Dinner with Strings Attached.
Oh, clever.
Clever, mm-hmm. Clever.
Punny.
I got it.
So
I'm that quick. I got it.
It's actually a beautiful event, and we have two seatings, one at 5 and the other at 7:30.
Fun.
We serve our standard menu. Chefs have prepared a special for the evening, but truly this event sells out every single year. And it is going to be on Thursday, June 25th. So go on to our website, again, jacksonsrestaurant.com. Give us a call, 850-469-9898, and secure your reservation because, again, the event does sell out.
And before time cuts off, one more thing we have coming up, too, Juneteenth at Five Sisters. It's going to be June 19th and June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have time to go over the full menu, but like we said, everything's listed on greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
Okay, that's going to be a great celebration. I lose my voice.
No.
I've been over here drooling, and now I can't even talk because I'm so hungry. It's your fault.
Well, there are a ton of events going on. A couple things here for May. June is packed with a lot of good things at each one of our restaurants. So, again, go on to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. go check out all of the great things that we've got going on at all the restaurants.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. Okay. I can't stand it. Every time y'all come now, I'm starving.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
Absolutely. Go Pensacola.
Yes, be there tonight and celebrate. Go have a little dinner before you go or after the celebration. Great Southern Restaurants, Maria Goldberg, Taylor Dawson, thank you guys for coming in this morning. What's that website one more time?
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Get your reservations for Mother's Day this Sunday. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.